Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, dear saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Manna from Heaven. Today is Tuesday, January 11th, 2022, and we have started to make our way through Deuteronomy 33, verse 25. Before we get into the text, I just want to remind you all that today, this evening at 7:30 p.m., we have our prayer meeting, the most important meeting of the week at Grace Christian Church. Why is it the most important meeting? Well, because we are humbling ourselves before Almighty God to seek His help and His strength for what we need to accomplish in 2022. We go before the Lord in prayer because that's plan A. And if you were to ask me, Pastor, what's your plan B? Prayer. If you were to say, Pastor, what's plan C? Prayer. That's it. Prayer to God is our only hope if we are going to do church as God would have us to do church. We must seek the Lord, seek His strength, seek His face, forevermore. That is Psalm 105, verse 4. It tells us, seek the Lord. Then it encourages us, seek his strength, his power, supernatural power to do what we cannot do, despite of our best preaching, despite of our best singing, despite of our best witnessing. We cannot turn the hearts of men towards God. That requires supernatural and strength. So the psalmist says, seek the Lord, seek his person, seek his strength, seek his can-do ability, and seek his face evermore. In other words, don't stop praying. Don't stop seeking God. Don't stop calling on God to help us, because we need it. Our work is a supernatural work. That's what it is. That's what our work is. It's a supernatural work. The carnal mind and hearts of stone cannot be turned to God unless we are aided by the mighty arm of the Lord. So tonight, prayer meeting at 7:30, Sister Linda Hart will be leading us, and I look so forward to tonight's meeting with all my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Well, we've been looking at, or we started to look at, Deuteronomy 33, verse 25, which reads, thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Heavenly Father, we pray. Again, we come before you as we sit around your table that has a place for each and every one of us. There's a chair around the Lord's table for each and every one of his sanctified, blood-bought, spirit-filled children. We sit around your table to be fed of your daily manna. Speak to us, Lord, and encourage us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're looking at this series entitled Shoes and Strength for 2022. You know, last week we looked at how God will have mercy on Zion and how God will show favor to Zion. Last week we were talking about the church, all of us together, how we are praying that God would revive all of us as a unit, as a body of believers. We're believing for God to visit us in a special and mighty way. Last week, we were talking about the group. We were talking about Zion. This week, I want you to think about you and what you need. And I would suggest, and I would dare believe that you and I, we need a pair of shoes, and we're going to need strength for 2022. You know, life is a pilgrimage. The Christian life is a spiritual walk. We walk with God. The Bible says, and Enoch walked with God. And the Bible also says, and Noah walked with God. That's referring to God the Father. And then the Bible says, Jesus calling his disciples said, follow me. So notice, we walk with God and we follow Christ. But then the Bible also suggests that we are to be led by the Holy Spirit. So the triune God is involved in our spiritual pilgrimage. And we're looking at our spiritual pilgrimage not in a five-year view or a 10-year view. We're just looking at our spiritual pilgrimage for 2022. And I believe we need special shoes and special strength if we're going to make it through 2022. So, conundrum, we talked about the issue that we had, because if I was in church preaching from this text, and if I was to refer you to go to Deuteronomy 33:25, as I said, if I'm reading from the King James Version, the text will read that God would give us shoes and strength. But other translations would mean, would read that God is giving us bars of iron and brass. So which one is it? And we concluded, or I concluded, based on the skills of proper interpretation, I concluded that I feel more comfortable believing that the text should read that God wants to give us shoes and strength rather than bars of iron and brass and strength. So today, I want to focus on who spoke these words, who uttered these words, these prophetic words that God would give us shoes and strength for 2022. Who spoke this? Well, back in the days of Moses, right before he was about to die, and of course Moses was not sick. This is not a deathbed blessing that Moses is giving the children of Israel because he was not on his deathbed. The Bible says that Moses was very strong and very healthy to the day he died. He did not die of sickness. Moses was not failing in health. In fact, the Bible says that his eyes were not dim. Moses did not need glasses. He had 20/20 vision at age 120. He was strong, virile. I mean, there was nothing wrong with Moses. Other than the children of Israel were going to enter into the promised land, God banned him from entering into the promised land. So on that day, God would take his life. Before the Lord called Moses home, Moses was inspired of God to pronounce several blessings over each of the tribes of Israel. So now, let us go to Deuteronomy 33:1. Let's look at the first text of the chapter. And it says, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. So these are blessings that Moses pronounces over the 12 tribes, beginning with Reuben and ending with Asher. Asher is the tribe that we are interested in for just this week. We're just taking a small little picture. We're not looking at all the blessings that Moses pronounced over the people. The one that caught my attention, the one that drew me to the text, was the blessing that Moses pronounced over Asher, the tribe of Asher. So, now, this term here, we're going to read it again, Deuteronomy 33:1, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God. Now, that term is an important term. It's not one we should overlook. The term man of God in Hebrew is Ish Elohim, I-S-H, Ish, which is man, Elohim, again, the name of God, Ish Elohim. So Moses was the Ish Elohim of God. That term Ish is agent, like a special agent, like a deputized agent. So notice, these blessings cannot be pronounced by everyone. Or let me put it this way, they could be pronounced, but nothing would happen. Why? Because unless you were the Ish Elohim of the Lord, you are not deputized by God to pronounce anything over anybody. So the fact that Moses made these pronouncements is vital and so important, because if Moses made them, you know that they would surely come to pass. He is the Ish Elohim of God. Now, there are other passages that I would like you to consider. For example, Joshua 14:6, there you find the term Ish Elohim. You find in 1 Samuel 9:6, you find the term Ish Elohim. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 13, you find the term Ish Elohim, or the man of God. Same as in 1 Kings 17:18, just as in 2 Kings 4:4 and 4:9. So let me repeat those again. Joshua 14:6, 1 Samuel 9:6, 1 Kings 13, 1 Kings 17:18, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 4 and verse 9. And in the title of Psalm 90, verse 1, you have the psalm calling Moses the man of God, the man of God. Psalm 90 was written by Moses. So again, blessings uttered by a truly deputized leader from the Lord is vital for the church's progression. Now, you can have a false leader. You can have a leader, a pastor, someone leading your group who has not been deputized by God, who has not been sent by God, who has not been placed there by the Lord, and the church would just exist, but no blessings would come forth. Why? Because God did not send that individual. Some way, somehow, that individual landed in that position and is functioning in that position, but is not deputized. And because that person is not deputized, they do not have the backing of the Lord. So the first thing I want you to see is that you have to have a legitimate, God-sent, God-appointed, God-inspired leader if the church is to go forward. Secondly, I want you to see that all the tribes were blessed. Every family was blessed. You see, in the church, there are no favorite families. All families are special. All families belong to the Lord. Every single one of them, from the most renowned families, because when you look at the tribe of Judah, Judah was renowned. The tribe of Levi was one of those tribes that was renowned. The tribe of Joseph, the two tribes, Ephraim and Manasseh, they were renowned. But there were some lesser tribes, like the tribe of Simeon or the tribe of Gad or the tribe of Dan or Naphtali. If you notice, if you read the text, if you read the entire chapter 33, verses 1 all the way down to verse number 25, every tribe was blessed. Now, some will say, well, I don't see the tribe of Simeon. Well, the tribe of Simeon was included in the blessings of the tribe of Reuben and Judah. It wasn't translated. It wasn't brought over into the English text that way. But when you read it in the original, between Reuben and Judah, you find Simeon being blessed. At this time, the tribe of Simeon had almost become non-existent and was sharing its covering under Reuben and Judah. So when God blessed those two, he was in essence blessing the tribe of Simeon. So note, when God intends to bless the church, when God intends to bless Zion, please bear in mind that every family in Zion is to receive a blessing from the Lord. So notice, first and foremost, you need to have a God-appointed, a God-deputized leader. If the benedictions at the end of each and every service are to be effective, let me take you to Numbers chapter 6. In Numbers chapter 6, this is what Moses says, starting in Numbers chapter 6, starting at verse 22, this is what God instructs Moses to do and how Moses is to instruct the appointed or the deputized leaders of Zion at that time, which were Aaron and his sons. Let's read. Numbers 6:22. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak or give instruction unto Aaron and unto his sons. Why? Because they were the appointed tribe, they were the appointed group of people, the Levites, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, and this is what you will say over them. This is the little prayer, this is the little benediction that they were to pray at the end of each and every special service that they had. And this was the formula. This is what they were to recite to the letter, without deviating in any way. This is what they were to say. The Lord bless thee, and the Lord keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I the Lord, will bless them. So notice, God always has deputies. He always has people that he calls, people that he elects, people that he chooses to lead his people. It is these people who make the pronouncements. And when they make the pronouncement, God backs it up because they're doing exactly as God tells them to say. They're saying what God tells them to say. And notice that all of these blessings come over all the children of Israel. No one in the church is to be left out. So let me conclude by saying this. If God is giving out shoes, and if God is giving out strength in 2022, why don't you get in line to get yourself a pair? Because God does not want to exclude you. God would not have you. I would argue that God would not have you go through 2022 without these special shoes and without this special strength that he is giving out. I would say get online to get your what God has to offer to his people. We're going to leave it there for today. We'll be back tomorrow with part three. Again, don't forget to attend the most important service of our church, which is the prayer service tonight at 7:30. I am so looking forward to it. I hope you are also. I want to conclude today's broadcast with that beautiful hymn, Trust and Obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. God bless you.
When we walk with God.